Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Rob Longo.
Hi, friends, and welcome to today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, the official podcast of the Charlotte Hornets, presented by Senta. Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates are the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care providers of the Hornets. Rob Longo with you today after Charlotte's 106-99 win in Orlando last night. So, in case you've lost count, the Hornets have now won six of their last seven games. We'll break this one down, hand out our gold stars as well. Meanwhile, the Hornets are one of the top teams in the association in dunks, and by the way that last night's game went, you could probably gather that from some of the dunks that Miles Bridges and a couple of the other Hornets were throwing down as well. So what does that mean specifically? We'll get into that topic a little bit later here as we have a stuffed Hornets Hivecast for you. And yes, that terrible pun was definitely intended. I'm joined today by Wes Robinson, coordinator of social media here for the Hornets. And Wes, not only thank you for joining me on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, but a happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Rob, happy Thanksgiving. And nothing's better than the Hornets win, being able to recap such a great night. And I did like the way you added this stuff in, because we got a lot of to pack into this episode about everything that happened on last night's win.
Yeah, for sure. So while everybody is letting the turkey thaw out, let's go ahead and recap this one. The Hornets were off to about as cold of a start last night as your turkey and leftovers will be tomorrow afternoon in the fridge, as they started the game 0-6 from the field, and that extended to a 1-for-13 dry spell midway through the first quarter. But then LaMelo Ball started to heat up.
Miles Bridges back to LaMelo on the logo. He'll shoot from 30 feet out. Nothing but nylon. Rip the net cord. LaMelo Ball, yet another Lowe's drilling threes bucket. Has 6 points now, and the Hornets trail by four.
The Hornets trailed 28-24 after the first quarter as Melo finished with 10 points in the first frame. From there, Buzz City really got going. The Hornets ripped off an 8-0 run to start the second quarter, and Kelly Oubre and Terry Rozier each reached double figures with about 2.5 minutes still remaining in the second quarter.
Shot from Wagner, blocked by Plumlee. Run out for the Hornets. Oubre taking off, and he'll fire it down with the left hand.
Terry Rozier finished the first half with 12 points to lead all scorers, all of which he poured in during the second stanza. Charlotte led 52-49 at halftime and was able to slightly increase the lead to 5 after 3 quarters of play, thanks to a 15-3 run to end the third. That run extended to 24-8 into the fourth quarter as the Hornets were able to push the advantage to double digits.
Rebound to LaMelo Ball. Up ahead to Jalen McDaniels. And McDaniels will throw down the right-handed shimmer off the assist from LaMelo Ball. Jalen McDaniels up to 7 points. And the Hornets piling on now. They're up by 12.
Orlando made one final run at it late and got the difference down to as little as 5, but the Hornets closed out strong for the 106-99 win. Here's what James Borrego said after the game.
Yeah, I think, you know, a number of these games come down to those little opportunities to go make plays, and you just got to find ways to win in this league. The identity of a winning team, they just find ways, different ways to win every night. And it's a different script tonight. Different guys stepped up tonight. I give that small group a ton of credit, though. We're down 7. We went small with Miles at 5. I think that was Terry, Cody, Jalen, Kelly, Miles at the 5. Played extremely well. Got the lead quickly, and we maintained it from there on out. So that group deserves a ton of credit. We just stuck with it.
Wes, this was a solid game all around for the Hornets. We know that Orlando isn't a very good team, but Charlotte overcame some early shooting woes and being held to 29% from beyond the arc to pick up yet another road win.
Yeah, and Coach Borrego just said it perfectly. It's all about finding ways to win. I think learning from that 5-game skid that we had on the West Coast trip, we played some strong teams, possibly some teams that are looking to make some finals runs with the Golden State Warriors, the LA Clippers, and the Lakers. We took something from those games that we've been able to apply in these last games, 8 games being 7-1. It's just finding ways to contribute in so many different ways. If we're not shooting well from 3, how are we going to play better defensively? If we're not playing better defensively, how can we get rebounds? How can we get stops? Be the ones that get loose balls. Know how to find great possessions and find, you know, be not to be selfish and know how to find your teammates in the right spot so that if it's not LaMelo or Terry, then it's Kelly, then it's Cody Martin, then it's Jalen McDaniels, then it's Plumlee and Gordon. We have so many different weapons, and these guys trust each other. And they know that even though we like to run certain sets through certain people, they also know that this is not their night. They know how to find the next guy up. So this is all about finding new ways to how to pull out these wins. And it's great to say that every time that we've been able to win this year, we really don't know who's coming in. We have an idea of what the matchup will be for us to win, but most nights it's the opposite. That's another guy who's filling it that night. So, you know, it's kind of tough for other teams to really key on what Charlotte's going to do every night with so many different weapons.
Wes, that was a really good point you just touched on. Gordon Hayward only had 1 point last night. He hit one foul shot, was 0-6 from the floor, and 0-4 from beyond the arc. And if this was a game that happened probably last season, you would probably think that the Hornets would have been in trouble, just because something that Sam Farber and I have talked a lot about here on the Hornets Hivecast, and you've probably heard as well, is that Gordon Hayward, at least last season especially, was kind of the floor for this team. I mean, wherever he was, that was the base of what the Hornets were able to do. And we saw that last season where, you know, Charlotte was a top six team in April before Gordon Hayward gets hurt, and then he goes out, and then of course there were some other injuries, but the floor literally fell out from the Hornets and they tumbled to what ended up being that 10th place finish in the Eastern Conference. So, you know, like I said, if this was a game that happened last year, the Hornets are probably in trouble, but the bench play really stepped up. Kelly Oubre with 21 points, Cody Martin with 8 points as well. He has really impressed me this season. I think I've said it a couple of times, but he has just done such a good job improving his shooting, especially his 3-point shooting as well. Jalen McDaniels only had 7 points. He had a couple of big buckets there down the stretch though, and had 18 very valuable minutes, I thought, coming off the bench as well. When it was all said and done, the bench scoring outpaced Orlando 38-21. The points in the paint, the Hornets trailed that after 12 minutes of play. When you got a guy like Mo Bamba on the other side, it can be a little difficult, but they end up winning that battle 48-38. The only thing that they really lose that was very valuable was the rebounding battle, but even that was close, 51-49 in favor of the Magic, and that was a very big disparity after the first quarter of play, and then the Hornets were able to pick it up, obviously, as well. But Wes, the thing that stood out for me was the defense. 11 blocks last night to go along with 11 steals. That's a lot of live ball turnovers.
Yes, I mean, the name of the game is definitely defense. I mean, it's changed a lot to now, you know, people are pushing the ball up the floor now and wanting to be able to shoot threes and stretch the floor. But defense is still a great loss of art in the NBA, where if you have a team that knows how to play defense, one thing that you're creating is transition plays. You're beating teams up the floor. You're getting easy shots around the rim, which is layups, soft touches around the rim. And when you're running the floor with a guy like LaMelo Ball, who is so fast and push the ball up the floor, and then you're running alongside people such as Cody Martin, Kelly Oubre, and Miles Bridges, that gives us high percentage shots. And when you're getting high percentage shots, you get into these certain rhythms and grooves, right? You're wearing defense down. So then when you get into your sets offensively, then you're able to execute what you had planned going into that game.
When you take a look at it, 21 fast break points for the Hornets in last night's 106-99 victory. Still plenty to get to in this one, as Terry Rozier has a game-high 27 points. T-Row has just been on a tear as of late, the last couple of quarters dating back to the second half of that Washington game on Monday as well. LaMelo Ball with 22 points, and of course Kelly Oubre was north of 20 as well. Some big-time performances. We will hand out our gold stars next here on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta.
I'm not anti-aging, I'm pro-looking my best. Getting cosmetic surgery at Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates has me looking young again and filled with the confidence I need to take on the day.
From Botox to rhinoplasty to facelifts, Senta offers facial plastic surgery from specially trained eye and ENT doctors who are familiar with how all parts of the face work. Feel like you once did. Schedule your appointment today at ceenta.com/appointments. Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates. They just make sense.
Rob Longo and Wes Robinson of Hornets Social Media here with you today on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Of course, happy Thanksgiving as well, as we are presented by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of your Hornets. Wes, it's time to hand out our gold stars after Charlotte's 106-99 win against the Orlando Magic last night, improving the 12-8 on the regular season. So as the guest of honor, as always, I will let you go first with your gold stars.
My gold star I'm giving out to is the one and only, the Martinizer, Coach Martin. Yeah, 8 points last night. That's something that's good. He's being efficient. He's building up his confidence on being with his scoring efforts. And those are huge buckets that he made for us down the line. But the thing that stands out to me the most about Cody Martin is 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 blocks, and 2 steals. That's things that we're able to add on to his stat sheet. That doesn't add into him disrupting and getting into passing lanes, diving for loose balls. Those are things you really can't count. But everywhere you see on the floor, that Martin's going to make the most out of his minutes. He played 28 minutes last night, and I felt like through the entire 28 minutes, he was all over the place and being in the right position where James Borrego needs him to be to help to be on the ball side, help side on a lot of his guys attacking the rim. And he's fearless. He's not afraid to step in and take a charge. I know he had one of those big dunks over him by Orlando, but it's something that you just got to live with, right? When you're taking charges like that and you're stepping in to a big center like that with an undersized guard like Cody Martin, I just love the fact that he's challenging big men like that to get the turnover in so many different ways, not just from steals, but also charges as well. He's a fearless guy, and I love everything he's done. And he also had a big dunk going in, so as much as you fear him on the defensive end, you also have to watch out that he may catch you on a dunk and sometimes slam it in your face.
Terry Rozier on the ORL logo. Feeds Martin. Head fake. He'll drive. Martin up for the right-handed dunk. Oh, my goodness. Martin getting some revenge after getting dunked on while taking a charge earlier. And even in a hostile environment, they have to ooh and ah at the latest Dr. Pepper dunk from Cody Martin.
Yeah, Wes, like you mentioned it, sometimes he'll just go ahead and thump one on your head just like he did there. Cody Martin, really good job off the bench. I was leaning that way with my gold star too as well, but yeah, really efficient. 3 of 4 from the floor. He did hit a pretty big three there down the stretch as well, and of course 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and getting it done defensively, 2 blocks and 2 steals as well last night. Another great performance all around from Cody Martin, who just seems to be a spark plug coming off the bench this season for the Hornets. Sam Hurley is a big hustle stat guy, and we talked about that on a couple editions of the Hornets Hivecast ago, how he just dives into these hustle stats. And there's a really good story about Cody Martin on Hornets.com from last week, I believe. If you haven't gotten a chance to check it out yet, I will highly recommend it. For my gold star, there's a couple of them, but I got to go with the leading scorer tonight, the one and only Scary Terry.
Rebounded by Bridges. Now Martin, lob, Rozier takes it up off glass. Good for 2. Terry Rozier, calm and measured, puts it up off the window, and the Hornets' run continues. It's 80-74.
Terry Rozier, like I mentioned, a game-high 27 points. The three-point shooting has still kind of have to come around a little bit for Terry, as he was just 3 of 11 from beyond the arc last night. But other than that, he was just red hot. 11 of 22 from the floor, so I'm very bad at math, but even by my quick math, I can tell you that he was 8 of 11 from inside the arc. So that's just some really great shooting all around. 2 of 4 from the foul line as well. 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and a career high 6 steals in the victory last night. Terry was just anywhere and everywhere. And Wes, the thing that I love about Terry is the fact that, you know, this gold star probably goes beyond just today's game. The last 2 quarters of that Washington game, we really saw the Terry Rozier that we had last season as well. I think he's finally just trying to round in form finally from a couple of ankle injuries. He's been in double figures, but these last 2 games have really been some huge breakout performances, something that we have had only seen a couple of times this season so far from Scary Terry.
Yeah, I'm going to use a famous hip-hop line. It says, they said Scary Terry is gone, but where did he go? It's like he's been there the whole time. We knew exactly the guy that we were going to get, and he wasn't able to start the season off on the foot that he wanted it to be in, staying in the ankle injury and trying to, and he did get back in, and then he had to go right back out. So he was still in the rhythm of early on in the season where guys are just trying to find their shot. They're playing with new teammates. They're trying to find their position and when they can hit big shots and when they can trust in their teammates to do different things. And while he was gone, then we had a huge lift in Miles Bridges, right? So when he comes in, he definitely doesn't want to disrupt anything that Miles is doing, because that's something that they're going to need going forward, especially when you have different nights of, you know, some guys are just not feeling some nights. Sometimes it could be Kelly Oubre. And in this position tonight, it was just Gordon Hayward, which is not a bad thing because it's just going to happen like that. But knowing that we have a guy who is our leader, Terry did the same thing for us last season, and he's stepping right into that role, like you said, that he picked up from last year, being our go-to guy, being the guy that we call Terry time. We call it tea time in the fourth quarter because, you know, he's the guy that we're going to look to put teams away. So it's really good to see him back in the flow, back in the rhythm. Seems like the guys are very excited to see him back as well. I think there wasn't really any worry as well. James Borrego talked about Terry just kind of just taking his time slowly, inch by inch. But I think this last 2 games, I think something really clicked in his head that now I'm fully healthy. Now I know I'm the best player on the floor. I mean, if you saw the move that he did in Washington with the the double spin. The guy's just having fun. That's the best part about Terry Rozier, is that when he came back, he was kind of a little bit more serious, and he was trying to do a lot to get himself going, right? You know, he was getting a little frustrated with the referees sometimes, but I think now he's letting the game come to himself. He's having fun. He's enjoying it. He's laughing. He's high-fiving teammates. He's showing off some trick moves, you know. He had the and one tonight. He took a hard fall, but he jumped up, you know, did a little flex. So a happy, scary Terry is one that we love to see, and I hope he keeps it going.
Yeah, and I don't think there was ever a question of Terry falling off or anything like that. I think it was just a matter of him getting 100% and getting his touches, because, I mean, the way that Miles Bridges has been playing this season, it's been tough to kind of spread the ball around a little bit between Miles and Terry and LaMelo Ball, and then, of course, Gordon Hayward just always seems to be Mr. Consistent, of course, outside of this outlier game from last night. But for the most part, Terry is finally rounding into form. He's getting his shot volume back up, and he is starting to hit them well, especially if they are inside the arc. Let's take a real quick look at what this win does for the Hornets. Charlotte improves to 12-8, and as it stands in the standings, the Hornets are still technically in fifth place in the Eastern Conference. The Washington Wizards did fall to the New Orleans Pelicans, who have struggled a lot this season, just 3-7 in their last 10 games. But because of the way that the Hornets' schedule has worked out and they've played more games than Washington, Charlotte is 12-8. Washington's 11-7. So winning percentage wise, it's technically a little bit better for the Wizards, but both teams are 2.5 games back of the first place Brooklyn Nets. Everybody really bunched up, not only at the top, but also at the bottom, as well as the Hornets are just about 2.5 games from being in the 11th spot of the Eastern Conference as well. That's just how tight everything has been so far through only what equates to a handful of games this season. But of course, it's always fun to do a little bit of scoreboard watching. Speaking of watching, it's been a lot of fun to watch these Hornets this season. They are one of the top teams in the association in dunks. We'll tell you about what that means next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Hornets fans, make sure you download the Hornets app this season for an enhanced game day experience. The Hornets app is your home for the game day digital program with all the information on your favorite team and giveaways every game day. You'll also find predictive games, mobile food ordering, and even a wallet for your NFTs. Download the Hornets app today.
Rob Longo and Wes Robinson of Hornets Social Media with you today on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senna, and of course a happy Thanksgiving as well. Appreciate you tuning into this one as everybody gets ready to dress the table and carve the turkey and eat way, 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 way too much food, but that's what Thanksgiving is all about. So the Hornets, in case you missed it yesterday, there was a mention on the Bally Sports broadcast that the Hornets are one of the top teams in the association in dunks. They are in fact top three in the NBA in dunks. And it's no surprise when you have guys like Miles Bridges, even Terry Rozier can get up a little bit. We saw a couple of dunks from Jalen McDaniels last night as well. Just so much fun to watch, and usually they end up sounding like this.
We're ready for action. Treat for you. LaMelo Ball's back on the floor. Throws the lob. Miles Bridges receives it with a right hand and throws down a huge Dr. Pepper dunk to put the Hornets back on top, 41-39.
Wes, it's so much fun to watch these guys play night in and night out. I'll give you a little quiz as we start this segment. Who leads the Hornets individually in the most number of dunks?
Well, I'm definitely going to go with my guy, Sky Miles, because he's definitely living up to his name all the time. He's been leading that charge for us for the last 4 years. And I'm going to go with Cody Martin as our second guy.
So this will surprise you a little bit. And again, these stats have not been updated after last night's game because I think they are going to change. But technically, Mason Plumlee leads the Hornets in dunks. He has 26 heading into last night's game. Miles had 25. And then your hunch was pretty good beyond that. Cody Martin and Nick Richards tied for third on a team. They each have 10.
And I think, you know what it is? Cody Martin has 10, but it's 10 of the best dunks that I've seen this season. And I will argue that maybe five of them, especially the one that he had at home in Indiana, and the one tonight, those facials are pretty amazing. So even though I dropped the ball on that one, I mean, when we look back and we're rating the dunks of the year, I got to vote that maybe two or three of those would be Cody Martin.
Yeah, Cody is one of those guys that it's quality over quantity for sure, especially when he gets downhill going to the rim. But Wes, one of the things that when I looked at that stat and I saw that the Hornets were top in dunks in the association. You know, I think it goes beyond just the high-flying, flashy Airbnb connection, LaMelo Ball to Miles Bridges, or, you know, put-back dunks and that sort of thing. I think that just kind of shows that the Hornets have committed to attacking the paint and getting those open looks because, well, yeah, you should be able to and could, for the most part, dunk every ball that's around the rim. I mean, there's obviously still a lot of tough, tenacious defense in the paint, a lot of contest, and there's times where you just have to lay it in. So I think that the fact that the Hornets are one of the top teams in the league in dunks shows how many great open looks they are able to get so close to the basket.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, the one thing that people forget that, you know, shooting a ball from the free throw line is 2 points, and dunking it is the same thing. Like you talked about us being, you know, being able to attack the rim. I think the one thing that's impressive about us dunking the ball is not a lot of it comes through transition, but a lot of it comes through play execution. You got to give a lot of credit to James Borrego and that coaching staff and LaMelo Ball being the captain that he is and setting up these guys in the position to make big dunks. And it seems like we're being very efficient in attacking those lanes, and that's going to lead to a lot of things where you will see a hot night Kelly Oubre shooting 6-3 or maybe a Terry Rozier, because a lot of those teams are collapsing on our defenders because they're worried about LaMelo rolling to the basket on his own, being able to attack the rim, and then he's also throwing it across the shoulder to Mason Plumlee or maybe throwing it to Miles Bridges. And then you worry to then if he fakes those two out with those two possessions that he has, then he has a third option in the corner and another option on the wing. So there's so many different ways that they're able to execute that offense just off being able to dunk the basketball. And they're very high percentage shots. Like I said before earlier today, that a lot of these guys, Miles Bridges, sometimes he'll get a little frustrated knowing that his threes are not falling. And then once he's able to attack the rim and maybe get one dunk in, then now he's building up the confidence that, okay, now I just need to settle myself down. Once I'm able to attack the rim, now they're going to kind of collapse on me to expect me to come in and dunk. Now I'm going to step out and shoot the three. So now, you know, I can get into a rhythm from both ways, not just inside the paint, but now kill you from the outside as well.
I dove a little bit deeper into this analytical aspect of it, I suppose, Wes. And again, these stats are not updated from last night's game, but heading into last night's game, the Hornets were 8th in the association in paint touches. They average about 24 touches per game in the paint. And field goal percentage-wise, they are 9th in the NBA in field goal percentage in the paint at about a 67% clip. Now, keep in mind, too, that is not just dunking. That is anything inside that 15-foot area, more or less, in that region. So I thought it was some really interesting numbers, and it kind of goes back to my point, like I just mentioned, that James Borrego has a commitment of getting the ball into the paint, and it seems like this season as well, which was a point of emphasis last year as the Hornets were not able to win the points in the paint battles a couple of times, but it seems like when the points in the paint favor the Hornets, it more than likely ends up in a win. And we saw that the last couple of games for Charlotte, as the three-point shooting has not been there, or it was a cold start from beyond the arc, and the Hornets were able to hammer the paint, get to the foul line, and get the easy buckets.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, that's always a great advantage that we have. I mean, it's great play execution. I mean, a lot of teams who are known as the lob cities, people who are always known for like dunking in games, is normally through transition, and maybe like sometimes they're able to cheat a little bit, right? So they'll get a possession, they'll leak out a little early so that they can go out and get a lob pass from one of their teammates. But it's just us to be able to find ways that we can execute in so many different ways and share the ball so much that a lot of these guys are just knowing that, hey, look, when you're in this position, if you don't get this first option, you have the second option to pass, or you can attack the basket and get either the foul call or just, you know, go and get someone to face you and get a highlight. And me working in social media, one thing I love about those kind of dunks is highlights, and we love engagements, and we love seeing that our video team is able to catch the action, and we love to see fans react to those dunks as well.
It all comes together here, especially with the Hornets. Wes Robinson of Hornets Social Media joining me today here on the Hornets Hivecast. Wes, like I mentioned, a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day to hop on here with me. And I'll leave you with one more little softball question. What are you thankful for today on this Thanksgiving?
One thing I'm thankful for is definitely my family and my friends and everybody that I'm going to be around today. Just being able to have another year with them. Last year was very tough, and we really couldn't have the Thanksgiving that we really wanted to have last year. And this year, it seemed like we're getting back to some kind of normalcy, not 100%, but it's good to sit at the round table again and to be able to go back to games like we've been doing. I'm also thankful to be back at the Hive like it's normal, like how it used to be, and to be around our friends. And guess what? We're going to see our fans tomorrow against Minnesota. So I'm thankful to be around my friends and family today and then to be with you all tomorrow to take on Minnesota.
Well said, Wes. Like you mentioned, we will be in action tomorrow here at the Hive. You can get your tickets available at Hornets.com and through the Hornets mobile app. Of course, Black Friday, you're going to be stuffed with some turkey today. Tomorrow, you're going to do a little bit of shopping. You got to unwind and watch some basketball here at the Hive with us and cheer the Hornets on to a win against a really good Minnesota team, a Minnesota team that has been much better than in years past. Of course, Sam Farber will have you taken care of for that one. But once again, Wes, thank you for joining me on the HHC today.
Definitely appreciate it, Rob. Happy Thanksgiving, and let's go Hornets.
And thanks to all of you for joining us as well. Of course, like I mentioned, Sam Farber will get you set for tomorrow's game against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and you can catch it right here wherever you are listening to this podcast. And for Wes Robinson, I'm Rob Longo saying so long, and thank you once again for joining us here on today's edition of the HHC.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.